Welcome to another episode of Everyday English Idioms with Eloquence. Last week, we focused on how we can use the idiom back to the drawing board. Today, we're going to look at another idiom, which sounds very similar to back to the drawing board, but it has a different meaning. So, hopefully, you'll remember that we use back to the drawing board when something hasn't worked in the way that we expected it to, and we need to redesign the project or plan, or design a completely different or new project or plan. But with today's idiom, which is back to square one, although we are still indicating that something hasn't worked in the way that we expected it to, the difference is that the plan or the method is okay. We just haven't executed it properly. So, we need to go back to the first step or first stage of the plan or the method. So you see, the difference seems to be quite subtle, but in fact, the amount of work required when we go back to square one is less than if we had to go back to the drawing board, because we're referring to working on the first step of a plan or method, not a need for a complete redesign. Think of when you play a board game. You've already made the decision to play the game. You've decided which game to play. In order to start the game, you must start at square one, or the first square. Some board games, such as Monopoly or Snakes and Ladders, include instructions to return to the first square while we are playing it. When we follow an instruction to return to the first square, this doesn't mean that we have to stop playing the game and choose a different one to play. We just continue playing the same game. So, back to the drawing board means to start again, to recreate something or redesign something. Back to square one means to go back to the first stage or the first step of something that has already been agreed, designed, or created. To help you understand the difference between these two idioms, because they really do sound as if they mean the same thing, and they don't, I've used a couple of examples from the podcast on Back to the Drawing Board to demonstrate how today's idiom changes the meaning. Ready? Here we go. Using the idiom Back to the Drawing Board, we might say, the new app isn't functioning the way we wanted it to. So, back to the drawing board. This means that we have identified that we need to redesign the app. Now listen to a similar example using back to square one. The new app seems to have a glitch. It launches on the device, okay? People can access it. But something isn't quite right with the payment link. We need to go back to square one and check the coding. So you see, with this idiom, the design of the app is okay. It works in general, but one part of it needs to be checked. And that part is the first step or stage in facilitating a link to a payment page. It's the coding that needs to be checked. Okay? Let's compare another pair of examples. If we say, our current marketing plans just don't seem to be reaching our target audience, we need to go back to the drawing board. We're saying that the marketing plans have failed to reach the target audience, and we must create new plans, better plans, that will be effective in achieving our objective of reaching the audience. But if we know that the target audience is being reached, but that they're not making purchases at the volume that we had expected, we can keep the part of the plan that allows us to reach the target audience, but we need to adjust an element of the plan in order to improve sales. So we might say, well, we can see from the click rate that our current marketing plans are reaching our target audience, but sales aren't matching what we should be achieving with the click rate. We need to develop a more enticing offer. So back to square one. I hope that these examples have helped you understand the difference between back to the drawing board and back to square one. I know it seems to be just a really subtle, a really small difference, but the different meaning actually has a substantial impact on the amount of work that is required. So good luck with this. Try it out yourself, and don't forget, you can send me a message via the website if you have any questions. Thank you for listening. As always, I wish you all the very best. Stay safe, and a big thank you to everybody who is working hard to keep us all safe around the world.